song, let a song arise.
Well, welcome again to Day of Prophetic Update. Are you ready to rumble with the Lord in battle against our enemy? Tim Karskatnir, Christian Center Shreveport, on our daily podcast.
Let faith arise beyond what I see.
Well, welcome to another daily podcast here on July 3. It is a Friday that we're going to be declaring what the Lord is doing in the earth here in America and beyond. For you guys that have been following us on our journey that we're on, our prophetic initiative right now, while we're here in South Dakota, a state in America, northern part of our country, thank you for praying with us. Some of you have been watching our updates on our Facebook page at Christian Center Shreveport, and we thank you for that. And I've gotten so many great comments and feedbacks from those that are standing with us and praying with us for what God is doing right now in the nation. And we are at a critical moment. And I use the term get ready to rumble. That's a term used in boxing. Some of you women may not understand that term, but before every boxing match, the announcer would get on the speaker and they say, let's get ready to rumble. And it was just a battle. And I think that's where we are right now. I want to give some prophetic updates today. Really want this to be more about that than anything else, but also a shift in our strategy as a church, especially a praying church, an apostolic prophetic church. I really believe we've come to a shift. I feel it in my spirit. It's a holy boldness that's coming on us to fight against what the enemy's doing. Now, one of the problems with Christians sometimes, and I'm guilty of it, is we are so kind and so gentle and so patient, which is good attribute, except when it's time to war. And we know that there are seasons of war and there are seasons of peace. And right now, we are in a prophetic season of war. And you can't sit there and do nothing. You know, the violent take it by force. And that's not the kind of violence you and I think of when we weld a gun or do something like that, but we're really talking about becoming vigilant and violent in the spirit, that we would feel the Spirit of God upon us and we would know how to commit ourselves to warfare in this season. And we are in a heightened season of warfare. I gave you the word that July was going to be hotter than June in the spirit, more fiery trials, more fiery attacks, and in America, at least, we can say that is so true. The politicalization of a virus, we are seeing massive increases of cases, yes, but a decrease every single day of deaths from this virus. And it's for whatever reason, that's the natural stats. But the ignoring of the back part of that fact, that we're having less deaths by the media, is ramping up the fear, ramping up the change in the culture, putting more lockdowns. Unfortunately, we're seeing churches are being targeted again to begin to limit their interaction and their participation in open congregational meetings. And we're praying. Pray with us on how we're going to respond should new restrictions come. You know, I don't want to be a lawless person, but I want to hear the Lord on what he has called us to do. Now, a couple of prophetic things. A wonderful prophetic friend of ours contacted me today. Very reliable. I don't have permission to use his name on the podcast. Otherwise, I would, because I want to give credence to it. But you would know him. He's ministered in our church before. So somebody I really honor. But he was notified by International Prophetic Ministries that they've received an immediate warning of an attack coming from outside the United States, but also within the United States, that is going to require a 24-hour prayer up until November. And I here I am on a prayer initiative here in South Dakota, and brought a team, there's 11 of us here, to launch an initiative and of prayer, and I felt all the way to November as well. So obviously this is a concert of prayer that God is raising up right now all across the land. We again today, we were out traveling and praying today. We prayed at several places, but we were running into believers. You know, when you pray openly in the streets or, and start doing prophetic acts like this, inevitably another believer is drawn to what you're doing and wants to participate with what you're doing, or at least talk to you about it. And we had that happen several times. And today, especially, we were at a monument called Crazy Horse. We were praying on the Native American issues in the land. And my prayer for them was that they would raise up apostolic chiefs among their tribes and among their nations, that they would rise up in this hour and help fight the disunity and the violence and all that's going on in our land. And that was our prayer. And we were there praying, and these two precious ladies were blowing their shofar while they were in the open right there, and we met them. They participate in a house of prayer in Washington, D.C., and they're from Indonesia, but they've moved to America. But they are praying with passion for America and for our generations and for the purpose of God and revival in America. And it just broke my heart to watch somebody from another nation being sent to our nation as a missionary, a prayer missionary, to pray for us. I've prayed in other nations so many times. I've done prayer journeys in other nations. And to see the reciprocal in my own nation, it breaks me. It's wonderful. It's beautiful that somebody would give their time and their energy and their life to pray for us as a people. And that's what God's doing to America right now. He's sending people here. We have met multiple people here. They even told us they met another group here at Mount Rushmore today who was praying. They said the Lord called them to come and pray. I talked to another brother, a pastor, who told me he just was informed several others of his friends were called here to pray. So there's a convergence right here in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore, not just because of the president, but God is calling people to prayer to avert the darkness and to avert the plans of the enemy. And so this prayer initiative that we're starting is in its concert with others that are doing the same thing. But this 24-hour prayer thing is going to go till November. After I get some details on it, I can tell you how you can participate with it. I think we should. But my friend here said something that was very important. He's been praying for quite a while that God would bring deliverance to us. And all enemies, both foreign and domestic, visible and invisible, that these events that have been trying to hinder the coming harvest would be stopped and neutralized right now. And I believe that with all my heart. We had a message last week, as I shared with you, our brother Regis Richard from California shared about this is all about the harvest. And that's where we are at. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about riots and protests, but it's really about the harvest. The enemy is trying to cover our mouths, to not let us have a word, to preach the word, to speak a word, so that the captives be set free. But we have got to pray, and this is another statement that my friend said, for those who will not relent or repent, who are leaders or influential people, that they need to either be afflicted or to be brought to repentance or terminated. And this will be the mercy of God upon others so that the harvest can come in. Now, here we are. I'm talking about something that's very important here about us as a people participating with releasing the Lord through our prayers to begin to deal with the oppressor. And the fact that it's manifesting through people is one other issue. And I think as Christians, we're always taught to be grace givers, and we are, and love. But there's a time when our enemy is manifesting through the demonic forces, through human entities. We're never going to pray against, quote, a human, but we're going to pray against the enemies of the spirit, which is the devil and what he's doing. And I don't want to be ignorant of his schemes, but to be wise in this hour of how we should walk through this season. You know, Moses, one of the meekest men on the earth, he prayed, Lord, he said, and it's in Numbers. He says, Numbers 12, I think it's in Numbers 10. He said, rise up, O Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. And I want to say this, the Lord's really been shifting my heart and our ministry's heart on our prayer life, and we're shifting. We're moving into more to battle warfare issues and beginning to make declarations like this. Now, obviously, the first we do, we humble ourselves. We come to the Lord's dining table. We rest with Him. We feast with Him. We have encounters with Him. We intimately talk to Him so He can tell us how to decree a thing to establish it in the earth. And so in those relationship moments with the Lord, He can tell us, you know, how to pray. And we've been praying. Lord, I said to the Lord, you know, Lord, the enemy, like the Supreme Court justice issues, I said, when do we do what David did and begin to pray and begin to rebuke our enemies who are stealing your foundations, who are breaking your laws? Lord, wouldn't you rise up and deal with them? And if you would, Lord, shouldn't we? And that's what I'm praying right now. This is a real shift for me because I'm a big worshiper. And just to bring the Spirit of God. And I'm not going to stop doing that. I'm going to still be a worshiper. I'm still going to worship and bring the Spirit of God to situations. But there is a thing on this right now that we've got to decree. As the Lord shows us, while we're humble in our communion with Him, of how to deal with these issues. And how to begin to speak against these issues. And the fact that they may have human entities behind them is not our issue. We speak against the spirit of the enemy, and if there are humans that are operating that spirit, then it's the Lord who deals with them. You know, in Revelation 6, John was quoting something about the intercessors who were praying. It's about the fifth seal, about the souls that were underneath the altar, and they were slain because of the word of God. They were martyrs, basically. And they cried out with a loud voice, said, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging the blood of those who dwell on the earth?" Now, I know I understand that we're talking about martyrdom there, but the fact is there was a cry for the Lord, who's holy and true, to begin to release judgment on those who are doing evil in the earth. And I believe we're in a major prophetic shift in the warfare intercession movement, and which we're a big part of, that we are going to begin to hear God at new levels. Now, I've done this in other nations. I've done it a little bit in our own nation, but I feel more authority sometimes in other nations because there's been no need for it to be prophesied in my own nation. But wherever you are, whatever nation you're listening from, think about that. Now, I know this is a scary thing because people can get crazy and they can become needless casualties of war and not being broken and not hearing the Holy Spirit and not being in proper alignment. So I give this with a caveat of a warning that you need to be aligned properly when you start activating this type of prayer life. And you know, in David, in Psalms 109 is kind of what I've been reading and thinking about, is how he dealt with this in his own own battles. In the first five verses, it says, "O God of my praise, do not be silent." Kind of what John was saying, quoting in Revelation 6. He says, "For they have opened the wicked and deceitful mouth against me, and they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. And they are also surrounded me with words of hatred, and fought against me without cause. In return for my love, they act as my accusers. But I am in prayer. Thus they have repaid me evil for good, and the hatred for my love." And so David is making a declaration to the Lord. Look, we've tried to do right. We've tried to walk in love. And the enemy our enemies have begun to come against us. And so David had a battle within his soul right there. And then he goes on in verse 6 and he says, "Appoint a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him come forth guilty and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Now, these are scary words, right? Let his children wander and beg, and let them seek sustenance far from their ruined homes. And it goes on and on about a cry for the Lord to begin to deal with his enemies. Now, I'm not here to say that that's the prayer you should be praying right now, but I'm telling you, open your heart as to how we should do this. And so we're going to stop here today and pick up tomorrow. We're going to release a real a prophetic word. I know it'll be Saturday, but I really feel that I may add another day here to release the declaration of our prayer initiative, why we're here. So I love you guys. I pray that you would come back again tomorrow. Listen to the Lord in this hour. Get ready to rumble. We're about to go into a season of warfare, but we have more with us than are against us. And God is going to be faithful to be our warrior and go before us. Thank you so much, Lord, for doing this for us. We love you. See ya. Tim Karskadden here, jumping on the end of the podcast. Remind you, follow us on our platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe to our channels on Podbean and Apple Podcast app as well. That really helps advance our message. We are really building a new platform right now with our media ministry. We're building a studio, and we have other plans to advance the prophetic words that God's given us. We're so thankful for you guys following our ministry. We'd ask you to keep supporting us by listening to us. But also, if you'd like to physically help us, you can go to ChristianCentersReport.com, slide down a little bit, hit the Give button, and down there, there's an Other category. You can just click on that, and you can just say Media Studio or whatever you'd like to put there, and that'll help advance that ministry. So thankful for you. Come back again tomorrow.